This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A man yelling, "All these Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing 11 congregants in the latest mass shooting here in the U.S. Six people, including a police officer who confronted the attacker, were also wounded. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen, and I've been on some plane crashes. It's very bad.
Tom Wolf is the governor of Pennsylvania.
My heart breaks for the members of the Jewish community. Today, all of Pennsylvania mourns with you. Anti-Semitism has absolutely no place in our Commonwealth.
President Trump said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards in churches and synagogues.
So this would be a case for if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
The suspect was armed with an assault rifle and three handguns when he entered the synagogue, where about 80 people had gathered for weekly worship. The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance on Monday. Cesar Sayak, a man with a long criminal record, faces five charges. The pipe bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile American Democrats. Iran's parliament has approved four new ministers who urge them to help resist and fight in the U.S. as it reinstates sanctions against Tehran. The United States has steadily restored sanctions on Iran following President Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear accord. This is VOA News.